We are pleased to be joined on the Trending 55 hot seat today by the Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions for the Province of Alberta. Mike Ellis joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Mike, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks, Kyle. I appreciate being here.
All right. Well, one of the things that I kind of want to talk about today is the Recovery Access Alberta. This is a new website the province has started to find sort of addiction-related programs and services. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what all we got up there?
Well, it's just, you know, recoveryaccessalberta.ca, it just really makes it easier for everyone in the province to access treatment. Really, it's as simple as an app that you download, input certain components of that app that are required, and then what happens is we'll just let you know kind of what services are available, what treatment centers are available, and just really simplifies things and makes things a lot easier for folks.
Yeah, certainly over the past, you know, couple of years or so with the pandemic, that certainly had an effect on people in various different ways. Now, do you think that, you know, having more of these sort of services accessible will, you know, help with, you know, a lot more people in getting the treatment they need here?
Well, yes. You know, I used to be a law enforcement officer in Calgary and certainly have a lot of experience dealing with folks with addiction issues and actually mental health issues as well. But, you know, in that experience, most people that I come across, you know, they want help, and making sure that we have that access available to them is hugely important. And that's why the government has invested, you know, $140 million and we're trying to achieve the goal of 4,000 spaces to make sure that those spaces are available so that when somebody who is in the throes of their addiction, that there is a place for them to go.
And certainly as someone who has spent many years living in various rural communities of the province, I know firsthand that sometimes getting access to a lot of those kinds of services can be a little tricky, especially in some of the more remote areas out there. Now, with certainly tools like the Recovery Access Alberta website, is the province trying to get a lot of these services more accessible in rural Alberta?
Yes, we are. We're funding different facilities all throughout the province. I know in just my recent tour, you know, I've been up in, you know, Grand Prairie and Fort McMurray, Medicine Hat, Lethbridge, and pretty much everything in between. Making sure again that those spaces are available for folks is key to helping folks with recovery.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to go a little bit to the personal lives as a way of showing, hey, you know what, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, Mike, when you're not busy in your work as the minister or as the MLA for your riding in Calgary, what kinds of things are sort of you up to in your kind of personal time?
Well, I mean, I got three kids, so they certainly, and a wife, and they take up a lot of time, and I love them dearly. But I try to work out a lot. I certainly do a lot of exercise, and on a very personal level, I guess I've always been a collector of hockey cards and football cards, and so those are kind of the things that keep me busy.
It seems to sound like you got a lot of things there for you. The Associate Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Mike Ellis, thanks for joining us on the Trending 55 Hot Seat today.
Thank you, sir.